For many Bay Area residents, it had, until the pandemic, been a San Francisco Christmas time tradition. Kung Pao kosher comedy, Jewish comedy at Christmas at a Chinese restaurant is back, celebrating its 30th anniversary with live shows December 23rd through the 25th. Joining us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk more about it is the founder and producer of Kung Pao Kosher Comedy, Lisa Geduldig. And Lisa, I've been to the event several times. It's a blast. And part of the fun is sitting at a big table in a Chinese restaurant with a group of strangers laughing at comedy. And you haven't been able to do that the past 2 years. It's been live stream because of the pandemic. And I'm wondering, when the pandemic first hit, were you tempted to go, well, it's been a great run, but maybe this thing is done now?
Hi, Peter. Hi, KCBS audience. No, I didn't say that. I went, oh, no, everything I've built for almost 30 years is out the window. And then my sound guy contacted me and said, hey, let's do Kung Pao Kosher Comedy live stream. And I thought, how are we going to take this whole experience with 10 people to a table and a Chinese restaurant and comedy and Yiddish proverbs and the fortune cookies and do it on live stream? And we did for 2 years. And we had upwards of 2,000 people watching from all over the country. And now this year, we're back in person as well as live stream. We've got an audience from around the country. And, you know, I never even heard the word pandemic before March 2020. So, all of a sudden, we were in one.
Right, right. So the challenge this year was that the Chinese restaurant you had been at for 5 years did not survive the pandemic. So how did you pivot on that?
Actually, we had been there for over 20 years.
We had been
there since 1997, what I call the Henny Youngman year. That's the year that Henny Youngman headlined the show. And like most businesses, they had to get creative, and they weren't able to operate as a restaurant. So the New Asia restaurant turned into the Asian Market. And I had to get creative myself and try and find a space where we could have the event. So I have discovered a synagogue called Congregation Sherith Israel that has a room that I am calling the Kung Pao room, and we've got tables of 10, and I used to turn a Chinese restaurant into a synagogue, and this year I think I'm turning a synagogue into a Chinese restaurant.
You mentioned Henny Youngman in I believe his final performance before he passed away, and you've had other great comics over the years. Tell us about this year's lineup.
It was, yes, Henny Youngman performs his last show on the Kung Pao stage in December 1997, and then he got a cold and it turned into pneumonia, and he passed away 2 months later. We've had Shelley Berman and David Brenner and Elaine Boozler and the whole who's who of Jewish comedians. And this year we have Mark Schiff, who has never done the show. He has been touring with Seinfeld, and he headlines all over the country, and he has sort of a very Borscht Belt feel to himself. To his comedy and his delivery. And Kathy Ladman, who is a veteran, she's been on the show more times than anyone. She's been on Mad Men and Curb Your Enthusiasm, a whole host of shows, and Tonight Show. And then newcomer Orion Levine, who was raised in Berkeley and has moved recently to L.A. and was recently on the Just for Laughs Montreal Comedy Festival. And I think he's going to be a name. And then my mom, my 91-year-old mom, who I've been living with in Florida since the beginning of the pandemic. I went for a 2-week visit and ended up staying for 17 months and producing an online show. And then I've been commuting back and forth. And since July 2020, I've been doing a monthly online comedy show from the guest room in her retirement community in Florida. And she's funny. So I said, do you want to do some shtick? I thought it was going to be a one-off, but she's been a monthly guest. And this time for Kung Pao, she'll be on pre-recorded video joining us.
Wonderful.
From Florida.
Well, thank you for talking to us. We have been talking to Lisa Geduldig. She is the founder and producer of Kung Pao Kosher Comedy. You can Google it to find the website to find more information and get some tickets.